Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The Story You Don't Know Behind How Great Thou Art, written by Jason Sorosky, read by Lori Pitts. When my children were younger, our family was in the habit of having a daily worship time, and one thing we have always loved to do is to sing together. Each Sunday night, we would choose a hymn and look up the story behind it. These days, our schedules are much crazier, with one of these children in college and another serving in missions halfway around the world, but we still worship together as we talk about how God is working in our lives and as we encourage one another and pray together. I love the beauty of modern worship, but in a world where a worship song from 10 years ago can be deemed as old, it was refreshing for us as a family to sing music that has been around for many years and in some cases centuries. The stories of how these songs came to us are amazing and often exciting, have been a treasure for my family and I, and have been a part of the spiritual foundation laid for them as they move into the adult lives God has in store. For example, did you know that the song, I Know Whom I Have Believed, was written by a Union soldier during the Civil War who was held as a prisoner of war and became a believer while praying for another dying soldier? Or that the prolific hymn writer Fanny Crosby, she wrote over 8,000 hymns, was blind from infancy, yet was able to memorize the first five books of the Bible, the four Gospels, the Proverbs, and most of the Psalms? Which brings us to Carl Boberg. Carl Boberg had recently quit his work as a sailor and started working as a lay minister in his native Sweden. He would later go on to be a newspaper editor and a member of Swedish Parliament. In 1885, he was inspired by the sound of church bells ringing during a wild thunderstorm and penned the poem, O Great God. Although O Great God was published, Boberg's nine-verse poem didn't really catch on, and it seemed destined to be all but forgotten.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
However, 3 years later, someone out there liked it enough to match the words with a traditional Swedish melody, and when Boberg found out about it, he quickly published the poem once again in his own newspaper in 1891, this time with a musical notation added. Fast forward a few decades to the 1930s. Somehow this poem put to music had traveled across borders, and English missionary Stuart Hine heard the song in Russian while in Poland. Deeply moved by the song, he translated it into English, tweaking the musical arrangement, some of the wording, and took it home with him to England. In English, the song was now called How Great Thou Art. On to the 1940s, evangelist Dr. Edwin Orr heard this new version of the song being sung by native tribal people in Assam, India, and being deeply inspired by it, he brought the song back to the United States. We are still unsure how the song ever got to India to start with. In 1954, the song found its way into the hands of George Beverly Shea, who sang it nearly 100 times during Billy Graham's 1957 New York Crusade. In 1959, it became the theme song for Billy Graham's weekly radio broadcast, bringing How Great Thou Art into the national consciousness. In 1978, the performing rights organization ASCAP named the song as the all-time outstanding gospel song in America. It has consistently been listed as one of the greatest hymns ever written, usually falling at number two, right behind Amazing Grace. How astonishing that this song, recorded over 1,800 times in the last 50 years, had its origins as a poem in a small town in Sweden written by a sailor turned lay minister and somehow wound its way around the globe. Carl Boberg would never know the influence of his poem. He died in 1940, over a decade before How Great Thou Art became famous at the Billy Graham Crusade in New York City. Like Carl Boberg, we also may never know which of our words or actions will influence not only the people around us, but possibly people living in the next century. But we can bet in some way, large or small, they will do just that. Such are the stories of hymns. In our increasingly myopic world, songs like these and the stories behind them are an inspiration. The lives of those who pen them, how they pen them, and the reasons why help to build a bond of legacy with those who have gone before us and those to come behind us. Introduced to a new generation, these songs cease to be old and boring, but become suddenly relevant and filled with life, meaningful expressions of worship written by real people that we can relate to, understand, and appreciate.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.